Everybody, welcome to March's episode of SQL Unplugged. You know Rohan, I'm Scott Klein, your host. And let's get started. We've got plenty to talk about today. Rohan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Hello, everyone.
Yep. So before the show, we were putting a list together. We've got quite a bit to talk about. As always, if you've got questions, post your questions there. We'll get to them. We've got quite a bit to talk about today. We're going through the list, and so we've got quite a bit of list. But let's talk about, I think, one of the exciting ones to get started with is Gartner put out this latest report that actually put us pretty high.
Yeah, right? I mean, this was the... You know, the data management solutions for analytics quadrant, yeah. And you know, we sort of came out as one of the leaders on the yep. extreme side, right? And it's always good to be recognized as for these kind of results. It's a lot more than just yeah. what the vendors say. They do a lot of customer call downs and yeah. So it's actually great to see all the investments that have gone into SQL Server 2016 for analytics. You know, we've spoken about operational analytics, the deep integration yep. with R. You know, with the whole suite of products we have in the Cortana Intelligence Suite, I think that's gaining a lot of traction with our customers.
Right.
So you have Azure Data Lake, you have yeah. HD Insight, SQL Data Warehouse, all these solutions sort of for various
yep.
developer audiences, various kinds of scenarios. I think just the range of solutions that we have and the capabilities all the way from like your departmental thing to your tier one petabyte scale,
yep.
EDW warehousing solution. So I think that range is appealing.
Yeah, we've been leading in the database management system for quite a while, but
great.
For them to go, all right, now you're leading in the
analytics
database
space.
Analytics space, right?
Correct.
Basically, it says, how do I say this? We know what we're doing from all the great features that we've put in 16, right?
Correct.
And the ancillary features, like you said, HD Insight, Data Lake, and things like that.
Correct. Yeah. Right? So those exactly. So there is the whole. Having the comprehensive suite all the way from on-prem,
yep.
To Azure and essentially at various levels in terms of the data sizes
yeah.
that customers have, and again it sort of goes back to if you take a look at the rate of growth in data. I mean, you have connected devices, IoT, all
yeah.
that. Having solutions for that, I think, just makes us a great destination for our customers.
Yeah, a serious player, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's very excited about. So we've
oh yeah,
one of the leaders, and we hope to keep getting better.
Yeah, keep getting better. Right. Yeah. All right. So that's good news, and that's when that came out.
Like maybe a month or so.
Maybe
ago.
A month ago. Yeah.
A few
so
weeks.
So that's
yeah.
awesome news. But let's now shift to kind of things that we've been working on, and let's start with we've got SQL Database, SQL vNext, and SQL DW. But let's
right.
begin with SQL Database, because there's some things coming that you guys have been working on heavily
yes.
that you actually tweeted about, which is awesome.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. So yeah, so there's for SQL Database, there's a few things that actually we've announced. The first one, the big one
yeah.
is the release of this new SKU, Premium RS. And we know there are issues with the name. People are a little confused. It's not reporting services.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a preview.
Yeah,
yeah. just it's these things with the brands are always interesting, but we're gonna take the feedback and fix
right.
that. But I think the adoption's actually the feedback has been great. The feedback we had heard from a lot of customers using, the premium SKUs was, look, it's great, but I don't really need the kind of availability guarantees that you have for my scenario, whether you're sort of working on more like a dev test solution,
yep.
you really need the power, you need the performance, but you're okay with the availability being slightly lower than
yeah.
99.99. And so, and for us, it was essentially meant reducing the number of replicas that we keep, which impacts our COGS, so we can give a much better price to the customers.
Right.
So yeah, I think the uptake there has been actually pretty great.
Yep.
And it's just the feedback that we get. We have our teams. It's not just about releasing these, right? We engage very much with
yeah.
our customers to get, what's working, what's not. That's where the feedback on the name came out pretty clearly. But
yeah.
that's exciting. So, for those of you who haven't, looked into it, please try it out and give us feedback. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
The other one was, this is something that you're pretty good about. We are on this journey to constantly increase the size of
yep.
the database you can store.
Yep.
And you'll hear more. So we've announced the 4 terabyte option for P11
yep.
and P15 SKUs,
yeah.
right? So that's great. Like, so that's sort of.
Yeah, this is going to enable quite a few people, right? Because even at the 1 terabyte, people are like, yeah, I got something bigger than 1 terabyte,
correct.
Right? But
correct.
Going to 4, that just
yes.
opens.
And it's just a point in time. That's
yeah.
the way to look at it, right? Like
yeah.
we're obviously increasing for us. essentially making sure that everything else works for larger databases. So it's not just about the database size, but making sure that your backups, you know, point in time recovery, all that sort of works as you expect for very, very large databases. That's the goal. And so we have a preview that we released for 4 terabytes. Again, for those of you who've been waiting for that, please try it out and give us feedback. We already have, you know, lots of customers engaged in preview with us, and we're learning a ton. And you know, but and the feedback's been, the quality's been really great.
Good.
And then, you know, that's from a size standpoint. I do want to mention it's a journey for us.
Yep.
You know, our goal essentially, you know, to be very distinct, the bold thing, we want to support hundreds of terabytes of databases.
Yeah.
Right. That's essentially. The goal that we have, we're working on some foundational changes that we're going to make, you know, at the storage layer to enable that. And we'll talk a lot more about that later when it's a little bit more ready. You'll hear more about it. But that's really the journey we are on. So for customers who are looking at, hey, you know, I have these, is 4 terabyte the limit? No, absolutely not. We are working towards, this is just a point in time, go try it out. But you can bet your business on SQL DB right now.
Yeah.
And we'll ensure that if as your business grows, as your expectations on the size grows, we will match it.
Well, yeah. And I think, you know, like you were talking about earlier, we've got customers in now that, you know, ISVs in now that very much want to go to Azure, right? But they're saying, you know, 1 terabyte's not enough.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Or we need bigger space. But like you say, it's part of the journey where we go, look, we're going to get bigger sizes, but it's just not, like you say, a matter of going, all right, now we support that because there's all the underlying components.
Correct.
But they know that Azure's the way to go, right? They know that they want to get there.
Absolutely. You know, even like when it comes to things like geoscale, where, you know, you can have your primary in one region of the world and you can as many secondaries as you want, you can daisy chain your secondaries to sort of create an application that has global reach.
Yeah.
That has to work at very large data sizes, right? When you have to make sure that your application sort of is maintaining the SLA that you have.
Yeah.
You know, we have very, very strict guarantees around, you know, how long does it take for the primary to replicate or the secondary? Because, I mean, they have application expectations around, you know, reporting and things like that, which you have to maintain.
Cool.
So there's a lot of complexity in that we just have to get right. And, you know, when we go and release something, we're absolutely certain that for the most critical and, you know, demanding workloads.
Yeah.
So that was great. The other thing, you know, we basically sort of have been released a preview in the Azure portal for a good dev DBA experience.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, it's not quite SSMS yet.
Right.
You know, absolutely. Right. But, you know, we're getting more and more feedback in terms of as people start using the portal more.
Yeah.
They want to be able to do a few of the dev and the admin tasks right in the portal, so they don't want to switch between tools.
Yeah.
So we've sort of released the preview again. You know, if you're interested, please sign up. You know, reach out to us. You can sign up for it. And yeah, the feedback there has been for the folks who've been working with has been actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good feedback too, because they're like, you know, give me a one-stop kind of location.
Correct.
We're not going to release SSMS, but at the same time, right?
There's
certain things that I, you know, since I'm in the portal, I want to be able to do in the portal.
Yes,
right?
and exactly, right? Okay. So that was another part. And then, you know, finally, we have much deeper integration of the auditing feature inside the core engine of SQL Azure. You know, previously, we obviously had been supporting auditing for a very long time, but, you know, it's a much better implementation as it relates to performance and scale and, you know, some of the features that we weren't able to turn on for auditing before. So that's lots and lots of things.
Lots of things.
The pace of innovation over here in SQL DB is just phenomenal.
And it's exciting, too, because, you know, every month we're always talking about Azure SQL DB and new stuff that's coming in Azure SQL DB, right?
Correct.
So it's exciting to hear this new stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a question. This came in last time, but he re-asked it, right?
Yeah.
So, when will SQL Azure full text support Office Docs and PDFs?
I don't have a specific date. You know, it's not currently in the plan, but what I will say is, why don't you send me an email with this as we get into the planning for the next semester?
You know,
this shouldn't be that hard to go at.
Yep.
So.
You know, so if you don't have his email address, you know, you can post it to Twitter.
Post it to, or it's rohank@microsoft.com. So it's rohank@microsoft.com.
Yep,
you know, again, you don't have to wait till this session to sort of ask these questions. Please send me an email at any point in time. I already get a lot of emails.
One more?
You know, it helps, like, you know, usually just like with anything else with SQL Azure. I mean, the more input we get in terms of what customers are in need of,
it just makes it better.
We prioritize that. That's essentially the model. The backlog is really based on the number of votes that came into.
Yeah.
You know, other than the foundational investments that we do. Yeah.
Yep. All right, cool. Let's move on to the next topic, which was another hot topic always is SQL Server VNet, or SQL VNX, right? The big news there is SQL CTP 1.4 was released.
Yes.
Oh, not like a week ago.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
The big feature in that was
agent jobs now work on Linux. Right.
Yeah.
And this is again, like I hope you know the you know all our you know, SQL Server users been following the journey with SQL vNext, are able to see with every CDP, like with CDP, you know, early on in the year, we released HA, you know, with Pacemaker on Linux. Now agent job. So effectively, all the goodness, all the great value that you've come, you know, and like we promised very early on when we announced the vision for going cross-platform, it is SQL Server. That's what you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
I mean, from the RDBMS engine side. And so that's actually exciting. Agent was a blocker for a lot of our customers who were working with us. I mean, because, you know, a lot of the agents very popular. I mean, almost anything you want to run.
And you're running jobs. Yeah, and that makes sense, right?
Right. Like, so having that, having that being available for use, I think, is removes it. So that's pretty exciting. Okay. And you know, outside of this, there's, you know, of course we support that on Red Hat, Ubuntu, and SUSE. Yep. So you know, we've sort of released 1.4 support, including agent for all that. And the other thing is just like I've been sort of saying for a long time now. Constant focus on performance and scale. And, you know, in the next month or so, you'll see us start releasing some numbers publicly. We're working with a lot of our hardware partners to sort of go, you know, do, you know, just the standard benchmarks that we've always had as an exit criteria for SQL Server releases. So that's something to pay attention to. You know, the internal results that I'm seeing are extremely encouraging.
Yeah.
And I know the team is like very much focused right now. It's almost like in a shutdown quality perf and scale mode.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And, talking to Slava and Tobias is like, that's all they're, let's you know, we got to get it right.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's fun. It's fun to talk to them, but you can see the seriousness of that. Yeah. We got to get, you know, performance.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a singular focus for the team. And, and I know, there's, you're just knowing the talent of the team that's working on it. I'm actually very confident that we'll do a really good job.
I hate to plug another show, but you know I've had them on SQL Data Exposed several times where we've spent good 45 minutes to an hour
debugging,
talking about performance. So if you want to know basically what they're thinking and what's going on,
absolutely go watch them. And I think there's lots of blogs coming out too. I know Slava's tweeted stuff around what Bob Doerr has been writing. I mean, Bob's been involved with SQL for a very long time, so he's written lots of technical Bobs in terms of how you debug things on Linux and all the core stuff which. It's important to understand when you're sort of using stuff. So it's pretty exciting.
Oh, it's exciting. And every release is like this is getting closer. And people are probably they can't wait to.
We have ISVs who never looked at SQL Server because we weren't available. We're not a cross-platform.
Yeah.
But I mean, some people have principled approaches like that, and they're approaching us and saying, "Hey, look, it's their customers are coming and saying now that SQL's on Linux."
When are we going to do it?
So
that's awesome.
This thing is going to be a game changer.
I'm excited. All right, next topic. Let's do. So again, if you have questions, feel free to post them. SQL DW. This is one that we haven't got a lot of questions about this, but we have done some interesting work around that, right? In Polybase.
Yes. Yeah. So SQL DW again. I think it's if you take a look at the growth over the last we GA'd last July.
Yeah.
It's actually been phenomenal.
Okay.
You know, at least. I'd say that it has been one of the fastest growing data services in the history of Azure.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Oh my
God! The usage, because it just solves such an important problem, right? There's this growth of data, the data volumes. It's becoming extremely expensive and impractical to just grow your MPP data warehouse on prem. First of all, they're very expensive, very rigid. Right. I mean, usually people talk about expanding them, but the hardware SKUs.
Yep.
If you bought something a couple of years ago and your data volumes expanded, no one really goes and takes the new nodes and adds them because that has been tested, that hasn't been verified.
Right.
So for a lot of those reasons, and cost of course is a huge factor, we see that the EDW and analytic workloads are aggressively moving to the cloud, and SQL DW is a very important destination that we have.
So even from an on-premises perspective, they're still going, let me use DW in the cloud because
like I said, there's just the flexibility of it. See, the other part is the vision that we have in Azure and data services around. It's not just about your classic analytic queries that you've done. When you get into the petabyte scale or higher kind of data volumes, just scanning the data in a static fashion only gives you a certain amount of value. The true value is when you start doing predicting things.
Yeah.
And you do predictive analytics based on some sort of machine learning models and AI.
Yeah.
And that's essentially the dream that we have for our customers at Microsoft. And that's got. And I think, when you basically talk about that vision and what that enables, for customers as they think about transforming their business, it becomes a no-brainer to move that workload to the cloud.
Right. So how does this, and hopefully this isn't too dangerous a question, right? Because we talked about, kind of alluded to it, you know.
The Polybase thing, you said?
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. But I want to go back to, you know, when we talked about Azure DB, the RS, right? It doesn't mean reporting services. But is that still, hopefully this isn't a too dangerous question.
Yeah.
Is that still kind of a limiting factor that we don't have RS in the cloud yet, or?
That reporting services
in
the cloud? Yeah, no, I mean, it's not. Like, look, there's always an ask for it, right? Which is, and I know, like, you know, the BI team is very squarely focused on, you know, hearing what the customers, I mean, SSAS, you know, getting that released was, and I know the team is working very hard on that. And so you could, you know, without sort of speaking about plans that are not confirmed, it seems like a logical place to go with, you know, where we have, and the same thing you could argue about SSIS, hey, look, when has that become more pass-enabled?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we have these discussions that are going on.
Yeah, but I was more in the terms of, hey, you know, when I go to, you know, DW kind of perspective, is there, because I could always spin up a VM with reporting services
in
it, right?
But so, it's not, that still goes back to the, hey, if I'm sort of used to the past way of doing things. Yeah, we've seen a lot of, like, you know, DW deployments where they have, if they have, you know, requirements around very high concurrency of users accessing the data warehouse, then, you know, the typical architecture is they put an analysis services managed AS in front of the DW where, you know, that caches a certain amount of data and let's say all users direct query and, you know, so things like that. But the good thing, you know, what we recently announced was Polybase had a limit, I mean, in terms of the row width was about, I think, 32 KB, and that was very limiting for in certain scenarios, right? Because, you know, when you start declare an external table and you're trying to query data. So we've extended that limit to a megabyte.
Yep.
So it's a huge jump.
That should
cover most of the scenarios, at least the one that we've been exposed to.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've been using Polybase to load data, and I'm sure if you're using that, you already know based on the blog that Casey published.
Yeah.
And so you'll see these, like, just like with any other cloud service, incremental improvements coming up every month. Yeah, but DW actually has been very exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love the, you know, this just is a huge enabler, right? If, even from the fact that, right, I'm still on premises, but I can use DW just from the what it enables type of scenario, the scenarios it enables, right?
Correct.
All right, so we don't have any questions. Otherwise, we're going to wrap up here. So we talked about, let's see, Gartner's awesome. That's a good announcement. Azure SQL Database, huge stuff there, 4 terabyte. You know, the P11, P15, what am I missing? You
RS.
The, RS, the SQL VNext. So a lot of good stuff. I think our next show we're going to try to do at Build.
Oh, perfect.
Right? So we'll try to do that. It'll be at Build. So
Build will have some.
Build have some
good
announcements.
That's what, let's put it that way. Let me just leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. But be sure to tune in. I think it's early. So we won't do one in April, but I think it's
we'll do one in May.
One in May. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, hey, thanks everybody for watching. Rowan, it's always good to have you here.
Thanks, Scott. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for
And we will see you in May.